Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Thursday, March 28th, 2024, was written by Dr. Pat Saxon and is narrated by Dana Goodnow. Today's words of inspiration come from John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Hear today's words of hope. Last night, I read the final month of text entries my dearest friend Sissy and I wrote to each other every day at 7 in the morning, tea time for her. Sometimes she was home with Renee or Chris, her carers, as she called them, and with her dearest Janet. At times, she was in the hospital with an emergency, and finally, home again on hospice. My last text was on the morning she drew her final breath, Christmas Day, 2021. So reading John's word about Jesus loving his disciples to the end is painfully poignant this year. As with other years when life's blows land with a force, I experience Jesus' suffering more intensely, with a heart broken open for the Spirit's transformation. Sometimes grief goes underground for one reason or another. I figured that with me, it was because I so wanted to support Janet, Sissy's wife, through the magnitude of her loss. But recently, I have understood that part of the reason is that I could not bear to experience the enormous loss of all Sis had been to me over 50-plus years. At a recent Comfort and Hope retreat at Mo Ranch, that grief finally surfaced with enormous power. Walking up the incline to chapel on a hill, the hard ground broke open, and with heaving sobs, the pain overwhelmed me. Who would I be without the sister of my heart? Bent by the cross of costly love, I draw close to Jesus' passion. In truth, from the beginning of Lent this year, the invitation has been about unblocking whatever prevents greater freedom in Christ, which is to say, the freedom to love and be open to love. It's meant gently prying back the fingers of defenses from past wounding, defenses which had become the default mode, and living a vibrant, quivery, hypersensitive vulnerability, which is both ecstatic and frightening. In the passage from the 13th chapter of John, Jesus embodies a profound vulnerability and love. He knew that his hour had come, and he was to leave this life. Given the past confrontations and attempts at entrapment by the Pharisees, he knew the movement towards collision with the state and religious powers was imminent. He knew the cultural means of death involving torture and crucifixion. He knew even of Judas's betrayal. These were the things he carried inside him. What an excruciating weight! Yet he does not close down or flee or erupt in a tirade on the injustice of it all. Instead, he takes a towel and a bowl of water and models humble and loving servanthood, washing the feet of his disciples. One more time, he teaches a lesson in love. The invitation this Holy Week for each of us is to ask how we can live into an expression of that love. That costly, open-hearted love that loves all the way to the end. Let us pray. O God, who always brings us to the threshold of growth, may we as disciples remember and live out the great mandate to love one another as Jesus loves us. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.